This edition of Broncos TV is brought to you by Comcast.
With Comcast On Demand, you can watch all of your favorite Broncos whenever you want.
You'll get exclusive footage featuring weekly game highlights and other Broncos programming that's only available from Comcast and the NFL Network On Demand.
Like today, we're at Broncos headquarters to watch Champ Bailey shaving. How's the shave going, Champ?
Yeah, smooth. Real smooth.
That's what I'm talking about.
Comcast Digital Cable, On Demand, the NFL Network. Get the Broncos footage you want, when you want it.
I actually went out to L.A., trained for about a month and a half. Probably worked out for like 4 hours a day, and then the rest of the day just hung out with my friends and just like, yeah, just relaxed. Got my body right.
Cool.
I trained with Hamza for about a month and a half.
Just you two or any other teammates?
It was actually my old college teammates like Eric Coleman and Jason David and a bunch of other guys. It's coming out. Yeah, a bunch of Southern California guys.
Now that you're training, getting ready for your fourth year, when you look back and at last year, what did you think you did well?
Just basically just getting better every year. I mean, just taking another step. And I'm progressing each year since I've been here, and just gotta stay on that path. I mean, just do the little things right, and every time, every year, you get a little bit more playing time, a little bit more confidence. They get a little bit more confidence in you, and then it gives you more freedom, and you get the opportunity to go out there and really make plays and not worry about stuff.
When you talk about progressing, you had three starts last season. How was that beneficial for you?
Just the playing time. The playing time is crucial because. Just opportunities. I mean, you have way more opportunity, way more chances to make plays, and you gotta capitalize, take advantage of it, and it just makes you more comfortable because the game slows down. You see the same stuff over and over again, and give you the opportunity to just react instead of thinking about it. Once you see it over and over again, hey, you know what's gonna happen if he lines up out there, you put Gates out there by himself, throw a fade. I mean, just little things you pick up on.
How long did you take off before you went to
LA to train? Probably just took off about 3 weeks. Yeah. 3 weeks.
Have you done that? I mean, because you guys have different ways of doing it. Some guys pretty much go back right after training, right after the season. Some guys do take a significant amount of time off. Have you done it both ways? Do you find?
I probably take about at least 3 weeks off.
Yeah.
Just to, I guess, travel. I mean, hang out with the family. You gotta, after a tough season like that, you gotta tone down a little bit, get your body back.
And then it's right back in. I mean, you can't really wait too long.
Nah. I mean, like, you can still train and have fun. Like I was saying in LA, we probably train for 4 or 5 hours a day. And then on the weekends, I'll take off, go to Mexico or something, come back. And I'll still have the rest of the day to hang out. So I guess you gotta balance your schedule.
I know nobody likes talking about the business aspect of the game too much, but this is an important season for you. You know, I mean, coming up to your unrestricted year next year. I mean, you think about that. I mean, how big it is for you to kind of get yourself in position to kind of cash in next year.
Yeah, it's crazy the business aspect of it, but I guess, I mean, you can't really just think about that. You just got to do what you got to do on the field, and everything else is going to take care of itself in the end. If you go out there and just have fun, make plays, and just keep doing what you gotta do, and just keep getting better. I mean, everything's gonna fall in.
Speaking of the business aspect, I mean, do you pay attention to the trade rumors with, not a few with yourself, but mostly with Dominique? I mean, pay attention to that, or you just kind of let it go?
The thing about being here 4 years, I've seen everything happen. Like, I've seen the top guys come and go. I've seen guys in the bubble. And, I mean, you make friends every year. It's just crazy. I mean, it's sad, but it's business. And I guess I just got to sit back. I mean, let them, their coaches, the guys up in the head office, they got to do their thing, figure out what's best for this team. And you just got to work out. I mean, bring your best foot forward.
It's tough not to get caught up in that, though. I mean, especially when it involves you. I know there's a few real quick rumors about you in Kansas City or whatever. And then mostly with Dominique, though, which would affect you huge if he was traded. I mean, do you just – is it tough not to get caught up in all that?
Yeah, it was just weird, like, just finding out about it. Like, yeah, I think the way I found out about the Kansas City, I was just at home. Somebody on the East Coast called me. I heard just trade rumors about you. I was like, what?
A friend or another player? Or?
Just a family member. Oh, family and stuff. Member. Yeah. And then, I mean, just little stuff like that where you're like shocked. But, I mean, I'm just glad to be back here. I'm glad to stay, they want me and keep me. That's very reassuring.
You talk about moving forward with this team this year. Last year, obviously, things didn't go defensively the way you wanted it to. Champ was here in the first week of the offseason workouts and talked about one of the biggest things he noticed was the team just needing to tackle better. Did you feel the same way, or was there something else you saw that said, well, we need to improve on this for next year?
Wow. I mean, it just seemed like we was breaking down at times. Like, when things wasn't going right, it just kept capitalizing, just kept getting worse. Yeah, I mean, tackling was a big part, but it was just catastrophic. Like, when something went wrong, it just magnified. And, I think that was one of the major problems. I really don't know how to fix it or what was going wrong, but when something was wrong, the other team just exploited it, and it just turned out real bad. So
you can always make positives out of everything. So on the flip side of that, heading into this year, what did you think the defense did well that maybe gained some momentum heading into this year?
Just putting the right guys out there, right group of guys, just athletes out there. I mean, you've seen Hamza, Abdullah, Shine, Rise. I mean, he's a rising star. And, I mean, they had Fox out there, just had me, Cham Dre, just the top guys. I mean, just guys that's just eager, but willing to play, willing to just do everything they can to help the team out. And a lot of guys got better, and you've seen the team get better at the end.
Did Hamza's brother train with you guys?
Yeah.
Did you guys give him any advice? I mean, he's kind of in that spot you were in 3 years ago, you know, combine and all that kind of stuff. Yeah. Did you guys talk at all about that?
The thing about him, it's beneficial being around a group like us. I mean, like every year there's guys going to the league from Washington State, and we're all close friends. Like, it's a tight knit family, and he had questions. I mean, everything he had, we answered his questions, and I mean, just calmed his nerves, told him like the most important things about the combine, or how are they going to try to manipulate you and just like drain you mentally, physically, and just try to prepare him for that, the little things and like the interviews, and just whatever happens, just keep on the grind, because I mean, as long as you get an opportunity, you got to run with it.